Preparing for the dimensional shift. When the tree of knowledge becomes superseded by the tree of wisdom, new earth, new age, new frequency. Are you ready? Cosmic awareness is the force that expressed itself through Edgar Cayce, Christ, the Buddha, Krishna, Muhammad, and other great avatars who served as channels for cosmic consciousness, and who speaks again today as the world begins to enter the new age of spiritual consciousness and awareness. Since 1963, cosmic awareness has been communicating through carefully trained channels. The information contained herein was received from deep trance states and interpreted by an entity, Paul Shockley, affiliated with Cosmic Awareness Communications. CAC, this information is for those who inherit the New Age. The New Age is the universal vibrations and the movement of planets, the movement of the Sun in its sojourn through its orbit around Sirius in the Orion constellation and the variation that it meets in its movement that determines the Earth ages of approximately 2,200 years each, and it is this movement into these new vibrations that trigger certain frequency reactions among the planets of the solar system so that the vibrations are altered on Earth and on the other planets in such a manner that it changes the consciousness of individuals on Earth. It is this that is causing and bringing about the new age. Awareness tells you not to believe anything, even this awareness not to believe, but to question, explore, doubt and discover for yourself what is the truth. Cosmic awareness only indicates and suggests. This new dimensional shift will create an ever-widening difference in the frequency between the forces of light and the forces of darkness asterisk on this dimension, and this shift in the frequencies will eventually spread so far apart that the forces of darkness will not be able to touch or even see the forces of light on this dimension. Asterisk this awareness wishes to clarify, the forces of darkness are those forces which emanate from the concept of separateness, greed, lust, power. The forces of light are those forces which emanate from the concept of unity, service, love, and harmony. The reconciliation between the forces of light and the forces of darkness is that which brings about the clear light, the energy which is associated with this awareness, with love and mercy, harmony, and the acceptance of what is. Asterisk Revelations Awareness 79:1 The Gathering Storm. The forces of light will still be able to see those forces of darkness for some time thereafter, but eventually, the two energies or frequencies will become so far apart, that a dimensional shift will have occurred, whereby parallel dimensions, one based on darkness, the other based on light, will exist simultaneously on this earth, whereby those forces of light, in the higher frequencies, can still see and use and make reference to certain earth points. They will still, for example, witness the Rocky Mountains, U.S., valleys and trees and canyons and rivers and seas, as will also the forces of darkness. Those forces of darkness, on a different frequency level, will still have use of the earth as it presently is, but they will not be able to see things from the higher forces of light. At some point these vibratory forces, the forces of darkness and forces of light, which both will reside on the earth at that time, mutually sharing the same earth, there will gradually become for these two forces, the interdimensional shift, whereby the forces of darkness will have the ability to affect the earth without it affecting the earth which is witnessed and understood and experienced by the forces of light. In other words, the earth itself begins to shift into two different dimensions so that forces of light will have their earth, and forces of darkness will have its earth, and the forces of darkness on its earth may find themselves destroying their environment, while the forces of light may find themselves improving their environment. And while it was originally the same earth, it will be likened unto an amoeba splitting, and one part going into a new dimension, the other part going into a lower dimension. Entities may not even realize there has been a shift, but they will recognize that things has improved considerably, or that things have really gotten a lot worse, depending on which dimension they find themselves moving toward. Will the earth be controlled by draconians? The earth that the draconians inherit will be that which is generally destroyed by their own hand and own procedures. The earth that the more spiritual people inherit will be that which becomes more improved as it moves into the higher dimension and is nurtured by the people who follow it or lead it into the higher dimension. This is a kind of a dimensional shift rather than an end of the world, and it will take place very gradually over a period of years. The action has already begun, but it will continue for many years. By 2013 it should be a point of separation, whereby the separation begins or occurs in such a way as to break off the negative vibrations from those of the positive levels, so that entities following the positive vibrations will arise spiritually during those preceding years, and those who are attached to the negative vibrations will find themselves growing more and more aware of a world that is becoming even more negative in its expression. The violence that entities see today is part of that negative dimension which is to come, as the world moves more in that direction for those negative forces, and those who align themselves with those negative forces. Those beautiful aspects of the world and the more compassionate expressions of humans are those that will move more toward the higher frequencies and higher dimensions, so that entities who align themselves with these energies will find themselves over the next years to be moving in those directions in that dimensional shift toward a new dimension, a new spiritual dimension. Interpreter, Paul Shockley. Revelations Awareness Newsletter 93-14. The ominous null zone of the photon belt. From LightNet about the photon belt. For all of you who are interested to study more about the photon belt, the change of frequency and see our moving Earth and Sun within the photon belt, you may wish to visit our file whereby you can download for free your Maya software. The new reality will include telepathic communication, great change, and awe and wonderment. It will be likened to a group of entities who for the first time in the 1960s dropped acid, or LSD, and begin to talk to each other about their experience. They will be wondering what is happening to their sense of reality, and in this photon belt, the information and the energies begin to shift and change, and they will be in a more dreamlike state where nothing seems solid or real. All the old Newtonian rules will be thrown out and quantum physics will be the new thing, and new rules and descriptions will need to be found to explain the experiences entities will be sharing with each other in this new dimension of the photon belt. When things lose their substance, solidity, and stability of matter, entities will no longer have the ability to think in terms of sold absolute unchangeable maintenance and will no longer be able to maintain reality, and will simply attempt to keep up with reality and to change with it as it changes around them. Concerning timing, about 2012 or 2013 this experience will be entered into fully. The energies of this new dimension will be a totally different nature than is present for entities at this time. It will be more like a dream state. If you can imagine reality being made up of a dream state in which people share that dream, and all people help create that dream, where it is possible to change solid things simply by thought, to by imaging, the earth will be like the bottom of the dream, the landscape on which the dream moves, and entities will know, as in a dream, that it is not a solid substance, but a mental substance in which they exist. Revelations of Awareness 95-3. What octave of light will photon belt create? It is not so much that you will be in another octave, it is more that other octaves of light will be made available to you in addition to the 49th octave of light, so that you will have further insight, not necessarily distinctly different insight. In other words, you will have additional perception into other dimensions without being totally yanked out of this dimension. The dimension you presently experience allows you to have access to the 49th octave of light, that which is the seven colors of the spectrum. When entering into the higher frequencies, you will have other vibrations of light available to you in addition to the seven colors of light that make up the 49th octave. More light colors will activate chakras. This awareness is speaking of light colors, not pigment colors, the light colors being vibrations or frequencies. These different frequencies tend to activate the chakras according to their sympathetic vibration to the chakras, and when you enter into the higher dimensional frequencies, the chakras will be able to vibrate harmonically and sympathetically with the frequencies from higher dimensional colors and vibrations. Thus, you will have enhanced or increased type of awareness. Your consciousness will alter into higher frequencies and higher perception. This can allow you to see things that were previously hidden from you. It can allow you to become more aware of things that were previously unavailable to your consciousness. Thus, it will appear to be more knowledgeable, more psychic, more sensitive, and more aware. Interpreter, Paul Shockley. Revelations of Awareness Newsletter Number 456. The pituitary is the door to the divine. The opening of the pineal brings the focus on power and the ability to do things with the mind and will. This equates to the rod in the tarot, or the rod of the magician. However, there is still another chakra which is above the pineal, and that is the pituitary. The pituitary is the doorway to the divine, and when it opens, coupled with the pineal, the two of them working together, create a light, a transformation of energies and a light body that helps the soul of the entity to enter into a totally different dimension. This would reflect into that which this awareness has spoken of as the dimensional shift for humanity. Those who move beyond the stage of power or pineal level and accept the pituitary as the doorway to God or the doorway to the divine, wherein the pineal yields and gives its energy and all that it has gathered to the pituitary, then the two of them merge together. The bride and the Christ and the 2010 dimensional shift. In biblical terms, the pineal and pituitary is called the bride and the Christ, and these energies merging together create an eighth chakras that is beyond the physical, above the head of the individual and beyond the physical realm of the earth, and this is the higher dimension that is spoken of in reference to the future dimensional shift to which many entities will move. Interpreter, Paul Shockley. Revelations of Awareness Newsletter 2002-7. Is the splitting of planets a natural law? More about the coming dimensional shift. It is a process by which divisions divide, according to vibratory rates which become too polarized to reside together. When the vibrations can no longer stay together and these vibrations are tied to matter, the matter remains but the vibrations are trying to force a movement of the matter from one direction to another, and are tugging at the matter, and this tugging is not sufficient to break the matter, but instead, the tugging creates molecular transmutations which allow for the matter to be broken off from one level of frequency to another so that two different dimensions or vibratory situations are created. In the same space, and those moving into one may be on a higher frequency while those moving into the other may be on lower frequency experiences. On the social hypnosis. This awareness indicates that the social hypnosis is based on the belief that matter is the base of creation and consciousness is a secondary attribute. In quantum physics, consciousness is the basic attribute and physical reality is a result of the consciousness that created the physical world. The senses are fooled into thinking that things are real, and that is the reality of the materialist. The reality of the quantum theorist is that mind is the creator, matter is the created. Those who make the effort to stay conscious and not accept materialism as being anything other than focused consciousness and something they can diffuse can dehypnotize themselves, and, as you do this, you move yourself further into the new dimension which many have spoken of, which will allow entities to overcome the belief in the senses. The tree of knowledge becomes superseded by the tree of wisdom. Ed. It will be a new dimension, a split from materialism and a movement into the spiritual reality of a new beginning. The universe is a living creature. It is a way by which the frequencies or dimensions divide and create new realms within the universal creature. Keep in mind, the universe is a living creature and that it has also its layers of density, and these layers of density are in constant combat, brought on by the mental efforts of the individual will acting within its body, so that when a great number of individuals pull in a direction of negative vibration and others are pulling in a direction of positive vibration, the particular area of the universe where this occurs, rather than tearing apart as a kind of explosion, moves apart as two vibratory realms or dimensions in measurement by frequency. One frequency is higher than the other, but inhabiting perhaps the same space, just as sound and light and heat may all three inhabit the same space. Visualize heat, sound, and light in a realm, a great space, in which entities form and live in all three dimensions of that realm. Some live as light beings, others as vibratory sound beings, and others as heat bodies. Of course, there are others beside these three levels that can inhabit the vibratory scale, which range from the lowest infrasound vibratory rates, up to the highest frequencies that include the creative forces of the universe and love vibratory rates and consciousness levels and all those frequencies below and in between. Revelations of Awareness Newsletter Number 451,432. Updates, the dimensional shift in 2012. A new twist on the rapture which is coming, excerpts. The separation of the wheat from the chaff. there are a few issues that need to be updated. It has been indicated by this awareness that in or around the year 2012 a movement into a new direction or a new dimension will occur. This appears to be a movement that begins in a more solid direction in 1995, moving toward that point of 2012 or 2013. There are many who would think of this as the time of the rapture. It appears that approximately 25% of the people on Earth at this time are in higher spiritual vibrations, which would allow them to be raptured if this were the time for the rapture to occur, and that this 25% is growing rapidly, so that by the time of 2012 or 2013 occurs, the majority of people on this Earth will be ready for that time of rapture, or the enlightenment, and the Earth itself becomes the new plane of consciousness, the new spiritual home for entities. There will be a great change in the very nature of Earth itself, and most of the negative beings on Earth will have been removed and placed on another planet or plane or dimension. It appears that there are numerous other channels who have picked up on this and are now giving similar information about the date of 2012. The emphasis during the coming decade and a half, this reading was on November 8, 1994 ed, will be on the spiritual vibratory increase, the increase in the frequency that entities experience in terms of their spirituality. It will become more and more common for entities moving into higher spiritual frequencies to become forces for not only healing of each other physically, but also spiritual healing for each other, so that more and more, the spiritual energies of entities upon this plane begin to supersede material interests and focus. Excerpt CAC reading November 8, 1994 Paul Shockley Interpreter. In the previous page it was mentioned. In other words, the Earth itself begins to shift into two different dimensions so that forces of light will have their Earth, and forces of darkness will have its Earth, and the forces of darkness on its Earth may find themselves destroying their environment, while the forces of light may find themselves improving their environment, and while it was originally the same Earth, it will be likened unto an amoeba splitting, and one part going into a new dimension, the other part going into a lower dimension. Entities may not even realize there has been a shift, but they will recognize that things has improved considerably, or that things have really gotten a lot worse, depending on which dimension they find themselves moving toward. We will continue expanding on this subject as Wilbur Linghoff, Interpreter for Cosmic Awareness, gives us new information. Please note that cosmic awareness now refers to planet A as higher dimension and planet B as lower dimension. Will the lost continents of Atlantis and Lemuria resurface soon? From the Revelations of Awareness Newsletter 2007-10. What will occur with the dimensional shift that is coming, the separation of the two planets, planet A and planet B, the two planets, is that the dimensional veil that now exists will be breached and therefore, Atlantis will rise again, as the whole vibrational shift occurs that will allow for the dismantling of that veil that exists between the two realities. This is seen more to occur on the ascension planet, versus the planet that will not ascend and will stay in the dense physical energies. On that planet, Atlantis and Lemuria will not reappear, for the conditions will not be right for this to happen, but for the higher dimension planet, the higher frequencies, the rising of Atlantis and Lemuria will be an event that will occur. More on planet X, will it hit the Earth? 2007-11. There will be more exposure of the Illuminati in the years ahead, but 2007 will be seen as the time that the exposure of these hidden Illuminati did indeed begin. Planet X will come close to hitting the Earth and everything will be shaken. Many cataclysmic events could come about because of the close proximity of another planetary body affecting the planetary core and gravitational fields of this planet. It may cause the shaking up of both planet A and planet B and cause their final separation on a vibrational level. Many light workers will have ascended to the higher vibrational Earth that will not be as profoundly impacted as the lower density planet. The ascension process has already begun and many are already a different vibration, where they will never experience cataclysmic events. Others still on a planet that has not quite ascended may experience cataclysmic events, but this may be understood as part of the ascension process. Who are the unnaturally black-eyed children and adults? 2007-11, the experiment into separation, into the dislocation of spirit from source. At this time, this process is once again proceeding forward as the planet Earth comes to that point of separation where the two planets can divide and move into those vibrational rates, or higher or lower frequencies. This in reference to planet A, the ascension planet, and planet B, the planet behind or below ascension, darker soulless entities, who have reached a level of great separation from the source, have appeared in a physical form that is actually discernible, but the feeling of these entities is one of soullessness, or separation from the light. It is said the eyes are the windows to the soul, and often the light of spirit shines through the eyes. When that is veiled, or cloaked, or hidden, as in the eyes of these black-eyed individuals, then the soul cannot be seen or sensed and experienced, and this is what this awareness is referring to when it says these beings are soulless. Will those full of love ascend also? 2007-11, many will do so, but many, because they are full of love for their fellow human beings, will remain until the bitter end, will be the last to ascend. Several waves of ascension are occurring. Some have already advanced to a higher level of vibration, where the earth they are experiencing is already different in quality to that which many still on this earthly plane are experiencing, and they will not experience the most dramatic of events because it is not their desire or destiny to do so. Others may experience them until the final wave is complete, those who have that great love and desire to help in this transition of many to that higher level of awareness and consciousness. Because of their love for humanity, they may remain behind to help as many cross over and ascend as is possible, and then they may join their brothers and sisters on a planet whose spiritual vibration is high enough to support life and a process of spiritual journey toward the light and union with spiritual purity. They will then sadly abandon the planet that is meant to stay behind in the denser energy. They will not participate in that. They will remove themselves from the planet B at that time and join others on planet A. Many aliens plan to ascend to higher spiritual awareness. 2007-7, the ascension planet A is ready to ascend to higher spiritual awareness, and many of these extraterrestrial beings have understood this and have been driven to be a part of this process, and it is seen on that planet, with time, that the extraterrestrial forces will come forward and no longer hide themselves behind the masks, but rather will engage humanity in openness and honesty and present themselves openly, so that the planet will understand that it is part of a greater cosmos. And there are indeed those factors available that are not human but are still part of the grand design, and this is part of the opening that this awareness sees as the planet moves forward in consciousness. However, the planet that descends, planet B, will continue to be below that understanding, and therefore, the deceptions will continue as mankind, those who choose that experience, are dragged even deeper into that denseness of separation, the density of the third dimensional planetary influence, that third dimensional reality. This is seen as part of a greater plan, a greater design. A living hell on planet B. 2008-7, the creation of a hell upon the planet. It has always been understood that hell is here on this planet, that hell is considered truly to be that separation of spirit, separation from a spiritual understanding and awareness, and part of the evolutionary track of planet B is a total separation from an awareness of spirit, thus creating a separation that creates hell on earth to an even greater degree than experienced now. This awareness sees atrocities occurring in such a line of consciousness, but this too is part of the evolutionary track that certain souls will choose to experience in their own evolutionary track of soul expansion. Those who choose to experience heightened awareness, who have increased their vibrations and frequencies to such a degree, will not feel the loss of loved ones in the same way, for they will be much more able to access those loved ones, whether in a physical state or not. Planet A will still have a physical component. It will still be physical in nature, but at the same time, those individuals having that experience will understand their multidimensional natures and will be able to play in both realms, not being solely at the beck and call of physical reality and a separation from spirit and spiritual awareness. Both will exist simultaneously, and thus the physical experience on planet A will truly be magnificent. If your loved ones go to planet B. 2008-7, death? Missing. An empty house for some, a departure from this physical plane as they ascend or move on or move to another state, will be seen as a physical death. For those who have such an experience, such a loss, there is a deeper reason why this will be so. Those who physically die off need to totally separate themselves, their consciousness, for they have chosen to go down a line where they are separating themselves more from their spiritual source, at least separating on that physical horizontal line of experience. It may be that one might experience the loss of a loved one, an acquaintance in a physical manner, a death. What will be much more prevalent, however, is that people will simply not be part of one's life anymore. A separation will occur without any realization that there is any loss, or separation. People will simply not be part of your life any longer, and there will not even be a thought to this, for as separation grows greater between the two planets, planet A and planet B, the sense of other individuals will diminish, especially for those who continue along that line of physical experience that will define the experiential line of planet B. Those who have reached a higher level of ascension may certainly at the beginning be aware that certain individuals that were once part of their lives chose to move in another direction. They will acknowledge and understand that even if it is a physical death that separates them, their consciousness, their higher self still does exist and is accessible to them if there is a need. Planet A will move into the fourth and fifth dimensions. 2008-7, those who are on the ascended level of consciousness have a greater awareness to what is possible. They are not quite as confined to a physical reality, but upon ascension, the existence of the planet will still be largely physical. Those beings who choose to reincarnate on planet A will also have a physical existence. It is more though that they will not be as confined to physicality the same way as it is experienced in the third dimension. The ascension process will move the planet beyond a third dimension into that which is the 4th/5th dimension, a variance of the two. The physicality that is experienced there will be much looser, will not be as constricting or as dense as it currently is or as it will become upon that which is planet B, and that line of evolution. Even as consciousness progresses along the timeline or the line of consciousness that will become planet A, there will be a greater realization as time goes on, of the spiritual quality of consciousness, and thus a gradual moving away from physicality altogether. Those going to planet B, how will we know if they died or not? 2008-7, this is an intriguing question which occupies many minds, for it also involves a sense of loss of those who are loved ones in a current lifetime, and even a fear that perhaps they will not be able to reconnect with those loved ones. There is a state of consciousness that lies beyond the physical, which lies beyond even the process of ascension. Thus it is that loved ones and those who are part of the group soul that an individual may stem from, will always be available to them. The union that occurs within the fabric of the soul matrix will reunite always, not matter if an individual is progressing along that timeline known as planet B or even planet A. The experience of separation is such that in order to become totally focused on one line or the other, it may be required by the individual having the experience of consciousness along that line, to forget others who are held as loved and cherished in another lifetime, so that they can be focused onto the physical existence and experiences of that physical existence. The timeline referred to as Planet B will become more focused on the physical, and even digress in consciousness and the spiritual, that which is the state of existence and consciousness lying beyond the physical. Thus it may be that all that is focused upon in the physical experience of the timeline of Planet B will be total physicality with no sense of connection to that which is spirit, or spiritual, that which is of a higher level of consciousness. 12 strands for those who choose Planet A. 2008-8. Those who exist on either planet A or B will have altered so that they can exist physically on the new planets. Those who choose to go towards the higher level of consciousness of planet A, will find their genetic structure has altered to a higher frequency and will allow a greater number of those 12 strands of genetic material to be used and opened. That is part of the genetic shift that is occurring at this time. Those who choose not to raise their vibrations will actually shut down, and part of the genetic code that will be needed to function on a much denser plane will be lost, or at least shut off. It is known that only 2 of the 12 strands have currently been used by mankind over the last several thousand years. It is seen that this will be reduced down to one strand for those who stay on that planetary consciousness known as Planet B. It is a shutting down, a damping down, a dumbing down that will occur. However, those who have chosen the ascension process, or are part of the ascension, whether they recognize their choice in this matter or not, will have an expansion of the genetic material, the DNA strands, an opening up once again of those strands that were once fully functional, and this will be part of that shift in consciousness toward the higher vibrational frequencies. The change of our DNA. 2008-8, the DNA structure of individuals is changing, whether they wish it so or not, for the vibrations of the planet A are changing. Some will be able to go further and deeper as their own frequencies increase, but all human beings will see a change of the DNA structure, for it is part of that which is occurring at this time, part of the natural evolutionary process, this concerning the ascension planet A and planet B, which is behind or below ascension. Both will have altered frequency and vibration, and to exist on either of those will entail a changing of the genetic DNA structure that is in existence at this time. The DNA structural change has been underway for several years already and will continue on until that divisional point occurs and the two planets come into existence, fully and completely. The scenario for those who ascend on planet A, 2008-8, for those who are part of the ascension process, some will have an acute understanding and awareness of what is occurring, for there will be those who are advanced in the process themselves who, because of their nature and their roles and their purpose, have been working with the ascension process more consciously than some others. For those who are aware of what is occurring, there may occur events where those who are not moving forward will truly disappear in front of their eyes, but they will know why this is occurring and they will understand that what is occurring is that those who cannot hold the frequency and vibration and advance, that vibration and frequency will begin to slow down until they simply disappear. There will be an acceleration as the event draws nearer, and that acceleration will cause the accelerated vibrational rate. Where will Earth A go after ascension? 2008-8, it will go nowhere to establish its own space, for it will be in its own space already and needs not go anywhere. What is needed is the revision of the thought process around the / going somewhere / it simply needs to vibrate at a different level. It will then be somewhere else. As a parallel example, there is a room that appears to be empty. There is no one else in the room, and yet at the very instant an individual is in the room, there are other beings in that room also, beings that are vibrating at a different rate, who may or may not be aware of the individual already occupying the room. Simply because one is not aware of others in the room because they are at a different vibrational rate does not mean that they are not occupying the same space at the same time. They have not had to go anywhere, they are simply in that space, just as other vibrations are in the space, as X-rays, gamma rays, television rays, and radio waves or vibrations and frequencies all are in the room at the same time the individual is in that room. Therefore, the space that the individual occupies is hardly an empty space, even if he or she does not perceive the other individuals, the other frequencies that are also in that space at the same time. Thus it will be with both planets. Planet A and Planet B's frequencies will change. They will occupy, in a manner of speaking, the same space, but it will not be at the physical level. Planet A will lift itself beyond the physical, creating a new form of physicality at a different vibration or frequency. They will no longer intersect to any degree, their frequencies and vibrations being so different that they no longer have an interface together as they currently do, but in a manner of speaking, they still will be in the same space.